Well, we're here in just outside of Santiago, Chile, and I am in one of the worst cars I've ever seen in my life, which is ironic because for those of you who have been following this adventure since the plan, well, I guess I didn't plan too much. Yeah, Josh, we didn't. Probably should have planned a lot better, that's for sure. But I'm kind of more of a spontaneous guy. So anyway, we were planning on getting some sort of overland vehicle, like a Toyota Land Cruiser, and having the tent on top and the spare tire in the back and all these things. And that didn't work out for logistical reasons because we couldn't go through Ecuador and we couldn't transport cars across borders. So anyway, we had to rent a car in Santiago to drive it over to Buenos Aires. Now, that was the only place where we could get a vehicle to cross the border and back. Now, we secured online through Hertz. I'm going to go ahead and name drop here because they have been such an epic fail. So they deserve some bad PR on this one. But we reserved a Toyota, like a Toyota kind of 4x4 type of vehicle. And first of all, from the time I landed to the time we got the car, Five hours, that's no joke. And it took us 3 hours just to get to the Hertz place that was about a half mile away from the airport. And they kept telling us how this car yelling at me for going 60 miles per hour. So I got to figure out how to turn that off. But anyway, once we got to the Hertz place 3 hours later, that was a complete debacle, which is Hertz's fault. It took us another 2 hours just to get the car. And there was only one person ahead of us in line. So anyway, then when we get the car, do we get the Toyota 4x4 that we reserved? Oh, no. We actually got the exact opposite of a Toyota. So Toyota is very well known for how reliable, just absolutely iconic vehicles. And that's why we've this trip, because obviously we don't want to break down. But what do we get from Hertz? Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with this logo, actually, I wasn't familiar with it because I thought we got a Hyundai. But after driving it for 5 minutes, I'm like, wait, this isn't a Hyundai. First of all, it smells like a Toys R Us. There is so much plastic in, and nauseating plastic.
Yeah.
It's not just plastic. It's the type of plastic that actually smells like chemicals. That's what this car is made of. And to give you an example, and I'm not joking here. I don't know if you can hear that, but that's that squeaking sound. You can hear that? Is my foot on the brake pedal. I thought it's because they had like armor on it or something. No, it's because it's not even rubber. It's like hard plastic, like you'd find on a child's toy. But this car is from a Chinese company, as you would imagine, called Chery. And Chery is very well known in Ecuador and Colombia, where I've been before. And even the Colombians and Ecuadorians know that this is the lowest quality car you could possibly buy. Even of all the Chinese cars, this is the lowest quality. So the probability that we break down on this trip is as close to 100% as we can get. In fact, Josh, I would rather be driving like a 1975 Corvette or something like that. It would be more reliable than this car. So that's going to be an adventure in and of itself. But outside of that, first thoughts and impressions on Santiago, Chile. I've never been to Chile, and it is really a gorgeous place. Driving there is extremely difficult because of the way the roads are just kind of no rhyme or reason. And you just gotta, it's one of those cities where you just have to know where you're going. Even if you've got Waze or Apple Maps or something, you're within a 5 mile stretch, you're gonna take a wrong turn like 10 times. It's just very, very difficult. But keep in mind, I've been in, call it 45, 50 countries. So I've driven in some really crazy places. But outside of that, it's gorgeous. What the closest thing I can compare it to in the United States is California. I was telling Josh earlier that if you just dropped me here and said, where are we in the world? That I'd say 99% confidence we are in California, Southern California. And I mean, if you could, we're just probably 10 miles outside of Santiago right now, but you can see kind of the hills and over here, even the trees and everything look like Southern California, and more so even in Santiago than right where we are here. So I guess it makes sense, because if you look at where it is on a map relative to the Pacific Ocean, it's very similar to where you would be. And, you know, as you're driving from like LA to San Diego or something like that. So just gorgeous, absolutely fantastic, very mild weather, probably low 80s yesterday. And if you're someone that's looking for a plan B, which is kind of part of what this trip is all about, and you love the weather in California, you're like, oh, I have to be in LA, although I hate the taxes and I hate the cost of living, I would strongly suggest putting Santiago on your watch list because it's unbelievably cheap. I mean, just as cheap from what I saw in the hotel last night, just getting room service and going out to lunch yesterday and whatnot. It's almost as cheap as Colombia, as Medellin. And so that's, in other words, that's 10 times cheaper than the cheapest place in the United States.
Hey guys, I want to invite each and every one of you to join me May 31st through June 2nd in Orlando for Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the annual conference I do, and this year it's going to be absolutely incredible. We're going to have some of your favorites there as speakers, guys like Jeff Snyder, Mike Green, Real Estate, Kenny McElroy. We're going to have Robert Barnes. They're talking about freedom and liberty. Even Rich Cooper is going to be there discussing red pill issues. This event is all about giving you the intel, the insider information you need to not only survive 2024, but thrive. The whole reason I created this event was to give you the tools you need to build the future you deserve for yourself and your family. This is an event you are not going to want to miss. So to get more information, go to rebelcapitalistlive.com. You can see a full list of speakers we've had in the past. You can see clips from past events. And most importantly, you can get your tickets. As we get closer to the event, the tickets go up in price. So you're going to want to get those ASAP at rebelcapitalistlive.com. And we will see you in Orlando, May 31st through June 2nd.
Now what we're doing is we're going over a pass over the Andes Mountains, quite literally going into Argentina. And what's interesting about this, the pass itself, I think gets up to about 10, 12,000 feet above sea level. But I was looking on the map last night and I saw peaks, mountain peaks there that were up to 24,000 and they may be even higher than that. Now to give you some context, the highest point in the United States, maybe in North America even, is Mount McKinley, which is in Alaska, and that's right around 20,000 feet above sea level. I know because I looked it up last night. But there are peaks here that we're not going to be driving over, obviously, but we're going to be driving by that are 24,000 plus feet above sea level, so 4,000 feet higher than the highest point in the United States, if not North America. So this is going to be an adventure, to say the least. And we've got to cross the border when we're up at 12,000 feet. I've actually hiked in Ecuador up to like 14, 15,000. And once you get up to about 12, breathing is, it won't be bad in the car, obviously. But if you're out walking around, it's extremely difficult, to say the least. And when we get into Argentina, the first place we're stopping is Mendoza. Really looking forward to that. All the pictures online look make it look like it's just absolutely gorgeous. Looks like wine country. Again, looks like Napa in California, so that makes sense. But our challenge when we get there is going to be twofold. Number one, finding a place where we can get cash, you know, like a Bitcoin cafe.
Wait a minute here. Do we need cash? I have a $5 bill.
Yeah, but they're not going to take dollars, Josh.
We have no Chilean pesos right now.
No, because we're spending the whole trip in Argentina, so we don't even know if they're going to take Argentinian pesos. We're assuming dollars. We don't know what the inflation rate's going to be. There's so many unknowns right now, this being one of them. I had no idea there was a toll here. And
it says we have an electronic pass.
This should be interesting, because if we don't, how many dollars?
Well, I have a $5 bill right here.
Okay, that...
Other than this, though, I have only hundreds, and I don't think they're going to have change.
Dude,
you guys just honking.
Just so mad at us.
Okay. Tina, yo tengo electronico. Gracias.
Look at that Spanish, George.
I dodged a bullet.
Got that dialed in right there.
If you ever need a cross border, yo tengo electronica.
Well, so one thing that we did get done at the Hertz yesterday is I asked them about tolls, because I saw on the map that there were a lot of them. And like in the United States, you get these electronic passes and you just pay the tolls at the end. But I didn't know if that toll, like they didn't have any signs up there that said like e-pass or cash. It was just the tool. So, you know, a lot of those times, or a lot of places I'm sure you guys have been, you've got the electronic pass, but you'll just randomly run into a place or go into the wrong lane where you have to pay cash. So that's what I was worried about there. And we did pay cash. We didn't have any Chilean pesos.
What if we're in Argentina and Is this pass for Chile? Will that still work for Argentina?
So that's a good question. I have absolutely no idea, that electronic pass.
I doubt it. If you have an easy pass in the U.S., I doubt that works if you go to Canada.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we're just going to have to wing it and find out. That's what makes us, part of what makes this trip fun. So, anyway, getting back to Mendoza, when we get there, it's all about finding a gold or silver dealer or hopefully a Bitcoin cafe to where we can just exchange some Bitcoin or gold for either dollars or Argentinian pesos. And when we get there, in fact, it's probably good to go to a Bitcoin cafe, Josh, first and foremost, because hopefully the guys there can give us some insights as to, you know, how many vendors accept dollars, and if we have to use pesos, you know, how does that work? Like, is the inflation rate so bad that the value of the peso is going to go down if we get it in the morning from the evening? I mean, I don't know any of these things. And then once we figure out how to get whatever currency we need through Bitcoin, gold, or silver, then we're going to have to figure out the hotel situation. Because as you can imagine, in the United States, there's not too many hotels where you just go up there like 100, you know, pay in cash. Now, fortunately, in South America, they're more cash friendly. But that's an unknown that we're going to have to...
Well, and gas. What happens when we need to get gas?
Gas I'm not too worried about, because I can't imagine that they wouldn't take dollars. As an example, when we had that whole fiasco, now we're going into a tunnel, so we're probably going to get this reception. Yeah, guys, if we lose reception, we'll come back on with another live stream. But I had to get a taxi yesterday. Bottom line is we didn't have anything other than dollars, and they took that, no problem. Last live stream cut out right when we were going into a tunnel. We were getting ready to go over the Andes Mountains. It's unfortunate because we weren't able to get to reception until just now, because we saw some spectacular, I don't know what you call them, views. I mean, that's just an understatement. We saw rivers, we saw ravines, we saw just these peaks that went straight up into the mountains, or straight up into the clouds. You could even see the top of the peaks. It was really like a bucket list type of drive. But what's really fascinating, getting back to the whole theme of the journey here, the city road trip to challenge, road trip to freedom challenge, excuse me, is when we crossed over the border into Argentina, which was about 3 miles back or so, you have to go into this like DMV type setup, for lack of a better way of describing it. And it's a covered kind of almost like a temporary building. And that's where you have to give them your passport, and you have to give them the paperwork for the car, because this is a rental, obviously, to show them your insurance papers. First of all, when we were going into that, I was expecting kind of the type of individual that would be working at that type of establishment in the United States. In other words, someone that's a complete a-hole. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, someone, if you were to go through that process in the United States, they'd be yelling at you. And they might not be physically abusing you, but they'd be verbally abusing you to the best of their ability. I mean, you would be a complete nuance. They'd be making fun of you. They'd just be incredibly rude and just have some sort of like a authority complex. Here, I don't know, they might have been the nicest people I've ever dealt with. I mean, they were just so gracious, and they found someone that spoke English and walked us through the whole process, and they were just really cool. And they are giving us tips on what to look for in Mendoza as far as restaurants and what wineries to go to. I mean, it was really, quite frankly, a pleasant experience. And then when we got out, we got to get to Mendoza as quickly as I can, because I'm worried that we're not going to be able to get cash before like the gold pawn shops, gold dealers, or whatever close. So we just stop right when you get outside a little DMA thing. There's a little couple stands where you get a quick sandwich. And so that was the first time that we were trying to actually use the few dollars that I did have. And oh, another tip I'll give you guys, when you're in Chile, if you go there for a vacation, or if that's on your plan B watch list, you're going there to check it out. If you do bring currency, it's got to be pristine.